and Whipsell for a pension.
And a Scott approval to issue an administration system vendor. And if there's questions or comments or discussion, please let me know.
Thank you, Gail. Is there any questions, comments, or anyone like to make a motion?
Todd, this is Scott. I my sense is just based on what I know and the complexity involved in the implementation of this project, I think I'd like to know a little more. I'm assuming without knowing that we have a June 24 meeting, that would be 2 weeks hence, right? I'd like to see, given the proposed date for issuance of June 26, my thought would be to defer this item to the 24th and have on the agenda both the RFP and at a minimum, the executive summary of the findings and report conclusions that were submitted by Siegel to us. And I would also recommend that we at least start dialoguing about whether an ad hoc committee assigned to this task to work conjunctively with our staff is appropriate for all the reasons we've said, that this is a big deal. And I feel like we're a little bit attenuated from it, from where I sit. And I think we need to get closer to it. So I would put it on the 24th agenda for action with additional information to be provided in the board packet.
Is that a motion, Scott?
That's a motion. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Will second.
It's been a motion.
Can I simply add to that if there's some discussion about a board oversight committee, and I do support that idea, that Gail, you have an opportunity to possibly flesh out what the staff hierarchy looks like as well, and put some meat to those bones as well during a presentation on the 24th?
Yes, we could do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
And with that, I support the recommendations or the motions.
Any further discussion on the motion on the floor?
I support the motion, but I wanted to ask Gail what the implications are to the timeline that is set up now. Can we still meet the 6/26 RFP date?
I would have to take a look at it. If it's not 6/26, I mean, I don't really foresee that being really super delayed. And I think the most important thing is that the board is comfortable with, with this project and where we're at with it. So if taking two more weeks is something we need to do to bring it back and provide more information to the board, so there's no problem with that.
Okay. Gail, I would also suggest that we've been talking about executive summaries. And of course, all of us realize that we have talked about what this is going to do, but I think over time, what people remember are the expectations of what the new system will provide. So maybe a half page series of bullet points on where it takes us to in executive form would be helpful as well on any presentation on this.
Okay. Well, yes.
Someone's got a mic on. Okay, that's much better. Thank you. Any further discussion on the motion? Okay. So the motion is to defer until the meeting on the 24th with a series of additional information. Correct, Scott?
Correct. Yeah. And specifically, that information would include what was just alluded to, which is some additional information regarding the expectations of the project, its primary purpose, and what we expect to the key functionality points to be at the end of the game, as well as the proposed RFP. I assume if we were going to issue one on the 26th, it's either been in process or will be shortly. So to John Phillips's point, I don't think we'd hold anything up if we had the proposed RFP in the packet on the 24th, because assuming we think it's okay and voted it to allow it to be released, then we wouldn't affect the timeline. So I would ask at least minimally those two things be provided.
Okay, so the proposed RFP to be included in the next board packet?
Yes, because I'm assuming it would have to be done by then to be issued on the 26th anyway.
Yeah, it's in process now. Yeah. Just so I want to make sure that I have everyone covered, and if there's anything else you'd like to see for the next meeting, let me know. But I have that we're going to be bringing back the Siegel's executive summary of the findings and recommendations report. I'll be including a staff hierarchy for this project. I'll also be including an executive summary for me that includes a summary version of the expectations of the new system, as well as the proposed RFP. Was there anything else that any of the trustees would like to see?
Did that also capture Scott's point about recommendations for board consideration for a steering committee? Your summary, Gail, I didn't hear that one, but maybe it's in there.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, I'm not seeing any, and I see Candace is ready to go. So
I just unmuted my phone. Okay. I'm first in the alphabet.
It helped. No, that wasn't a negative at all. So we'll now vote on the motion. Anderson?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Kroll?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Pigeon?
Yes.
Smithy? Yes. Watts?
Yes.
Great. Motion passes 9-0. Thank you. And with that,